Relatively few of the nearly 3,000 athletes of the Danskin Women's Triathlon in Lake Andrea and Pleasant Prairie Sunday were here to finish first. Most were simply hoping to retain a smile as they strove to complete the half-mile swim, 12-mile bike ride, and 3-mile run. About half were triathlon first-timers, including housewife Amy Hansen of Grays Lake, Illinois.
You know, nervous about everything, really. I don't know what it's going to be like. I've never raced in a big group other than like a 5K run.
Amy started working out after the birth of the youngest of her three children 2 years ago. Last fall, she and a friend, Dana Hughes, decided to start training for the triathlon.
It looked like fun, a good challenge, something to try.
6-day-a-week workouts began in May. Her husband, Craig, is supportive.
I was all for it because it's a lot of fun doing stuff like this. It's something to shoot for. It's a good motivational tool.
With the couple's three kids home with Grandma Sunday, Craig was able to focus on supporting his wife as she and her friend Dana prepared for the first leg of the race, swimming the half mile across Lake Andrea.
We'll see ya.
I love you.
Bye. Love you. Thanks.
Kick some butt.
Racers' starting times were staggered to prevent a massive traffic jam in the water. Craig and Dana's husband nervously watched from shore as they walked around the lake to meet their wives on the other side. Some 20 minutes later, Amy and Dana emerged from the water almost simultaneously.
How'd she look coming out of the water?
She did about 3 minutes faster on her swim than she ever has been training on, so she's on pace to do good. So we're on our way.
She's smiling.
She's smiling so far. We'll see what that looks like at the end.
By the start of the final event, the 3-mile run around the lake, both women were sagging, sweating, and coping with minor stomach cramps. But they kept on going, Dana crossing the finish line ahead of Amy.
Here, Dana!
Leaving Craig anxiously awaiting for his wife to appear.
You're wondering where she's at, where she's coming out. Oh, here she is. Here she comes.
Out of breath, but exuberant.
Feels great. It's amazing that I can do it. Doesn't feel amazing, but I did it. Yeah, I'm proud. You know, last November when I first got in the pool, I thought, there's no way I can swim a half mile. And I did that great. I felt great getting out.
Amy's time of an hour and a half was about 25 minutes off the winning mark posted by Tracy Kellner of Mequon. And the last place finisher, technically that distinction, as it always does in these Danskin races, belongs to Sally Edwards, considered to be the dean of women's triathlons. She purposely hangs back in each race, coaching stragglers and ensuring that no one here can ever consider themselves to be a loser. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha County, I'm David Cole.